This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 29th. God's word for you today is Take It Back, Part 5. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 14, verse 17, which says, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I get my joy back by first admitting I lost it, analyzing the cause, correcting what is wrong, focusing on the good in your life, and spending time with God every day. Next, find a way to give back. Find a way to sacrifice. Find a way to be a blessing. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, God has given us new lives from Christ Jesus, and long ago he planned that we should spend these lives in helping others. If you live for yourself, your joy will be depleted constantly. If you live to help others, you will be full of joy because you just helped a human being become better. You will be full of joy because you helped put food on the table for a family that would have probably struggled to eat. You will be full of joy because you are paying people salaries every month and making it possible for them to take care of their families. But if you live for yourself, that is a recipe for disaster. Acts 20 verse 35 says, there is more happiness in giving than in receiving. The seventh thing you need to do to get your joy back is tell someone about Jesus. One of the things that makes you super joyful is to tell someone about Jesus. When on your account, somebody finds eternity in God, you overflow with joy. When you invite someone to church and you see the person rededicate his or her life to Jesus, you overflow with joy. When you directly lead someone to Christ, you overflow with joy. When your guest at life group meets with God, your joy will know no bounds. The reason this happens with you is simply because it actually first happens in heaven. Luke 15 verse 7 says, there is joy in heaven over one sinner who changes his heart and life. There is joy in heaven over one person that turns to Jesus. We have the greatest message on earth, people. Our message is that Jesus came and died for us and our friends. The question is, who in your circle are you going to bring the light of Christ to? Who are you going to invite and bring to church with you? You have to begin to think about this. Create a buzz around your love for Christ on your social media pages, everywhere. As you do, it is my prayer that heaven will come alongside you and bring in a harvest of souls for Christ. And as a result of the joy in heaven, the joy in your life will be endless. Can anything sap or deplete the joy in heaven? This is the place to be, really. Experience it firsthand. Tell someone about Jesus today. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. For someone reading this today, you are saying, there is no joy in my life. The first thing you have to do is admit that you do not have, or you no longer have a relationship with Jesus. Then you need to accept Jesus. As you do this, as you open your heart to Jesus, there will be joy in heaven on your account, and the joy of heaven will flood your life. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will walk daily in the light of your word, and I will not lose my joy, and the joy of the Lord will be my strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.